And let's do news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Once again, the king of college basketball, the Blue Devils, beat the Wisconsin Badgers 68-63 to claim the NCAA championship. It's the fifth title for Duke under Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Powered by News One.
And BlackAmericaWeb.com news is brought to you by the Home Depot. Help your favorite HBCU become a grand $50,000 winner in the Home Depot Retool Your School program. The clock is ticking, so vote today at RetoolYourSchool.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 7th, 2015, and it is Cortez Quezon's birthday. Yesterday, in Somerset, Maryland, a father, along with his seven children, found in what seems to be the result of a carbon monoxide poison. The children's ages ranging from 6 to 16 years old, according to emergency officials. And they say that they started the investigation because the father did not come to work, and that was quite unusual. They were there, and when they got into the house, they found that a generator was not running, and apparently that's how they were heating up the home. And they say the gas generator had run out. They soon discovered that they did not have any electricity in the house upon entering. They instantly knew that that was what was wrong. And so a father and his seven children in Maryland are dead today. Get well wishes to blues legend B.B. King. He has been hospitalized for diabetes-related dehydration, according to his daughter. The 89-year-old musician has battled type 2 diabetes for more than 20 years, and one of his children says that...
Don't mix them.
Yeah, medication and peeps.
Can't do it.
I would think at 90 he would
and
know
jelly beans,
that.
Yeah, you know, but you know how pathetic diabetics are.
You know how diabetics are. You know how hard-headed they are. You know how.
I'll just take some more medicine, man, and I can eat more peeps.
More jelly beans.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the pathetic diabetic. No.
Whoa.
Two Air India pilots taken off the roster Monday after a scuffle between the two in a cockpit of a plane just before it left India over a minor issue.
That's what you want to hear.
It appears that the captain...
This is your captain speaking.
The plane was ready to take off for Delhi, India on Sunday, and they denying that the co-pilot...
We're going to have a little delay. I got to take care of something here right now.
Take care of something.
I'm going to have to whoop something.
Hey, look out the window. Pay no attention to what you're about to hear.
Deion Sanders has taken to Twitter to shout out his son to stop the hood stuff. His son is a junior at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He's a wide receiver on the football team, an aspiring entrepreneur, an occasional rapper. Well, he took to Twitter, and he was talking about hood donuts, and they're the best donuts out there. He said, I get those hood donuts almost every morning. If they don't come in a plain white box, I don't want them. And then his father said, donuts in the hood? What are you talking about, son? You're from a very Huxtable-like family. Quit the hood stuff, and let's get on with it. So
he took to Twitter?
He took to Twitter.
To tell his son?
To
and the boy in the room right there? I mean,
it's a modern age, Jay.
He can't walk right back there. And
okay. Tell your
well,
son.
You put foolishness out in front of the world. He wanted to come by, like, let me come behind.
Sometimes you have to go right there.
Yeah.
And he got the message, of course.
I'm just saying Annalee Brown wouldn't be Twittering. That's all I'm saying.
She wouldn't be Twittering?
No.
But here's what I don't get. You can't be Huxtable-ish and still like donuts from the hood?
He said, we have a clothing line called Well Off. How are you going to be talking about hood stuff when, you know, you just, you know. Right. But what is it doing?
What is it doing?
What is it doing?
What do you mean?
It's keeping Dion's name out there. It's keeping his son's name out there.
Okay.
Their clothing line, all of that.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Congratulations to Dikembe Mutombo, who has been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Ah, 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 ah.
Yes, yes, yes. Those are your headlines.